This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Children's Hospital Colorado was hit with a more than $500,000 fine for violating privacy and security rules. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services investigated the hospital after two phishing scams in 2017 and 2020. The scams breached email accounts with more than 10,000 people's private health information. The hospital says it did not appeal the fine because of the costs and resources involved. A spokesperson says it cooperated with the agency but refused to settle with it. She says the violations did not happen and says there's no evidence patient health information was ever accessed. People started lining up at 3:30 this morning to hear arguments at the U.S. Supreme Court about an oil train that would pass through Colorado. Western Slope cities oppose it. The justices will consider the train and larger questions about the reach of federal environmental regulations. Eric Elmquist is a Maryland resident.
There's been some recent decisions that could indicate that, you know, there may be more decided here today than just that is just confined to the narrowness of the case.
The Uinta Basin Railway would start at oil deposits in Utah and bring them through Colorado to refineries along the Gulf of Mexico. The state's powerful Joint Budget Committee plans to discuss Medicaid funding tomorrow, and a coalition of healthcare consumers and providers want them to focus on a growing funding crisis for Medicaid. The program covers medical costs for some people with limited income. Coming out of COVID, hundreds of thousands of Coloradans lost that Medicaid coverage. Tonight in Denver, look for a low of 20 degrees with mostly clear skies. This is CPR News.